Stamp Peters talking sports right now. Fan 960 and fan960.com.
South Beach.
Oh. What's up, everybody?
This is Devon Claybrooks, Joffrey Reynolds, and Nick Lewis of the Calgary Stampeders. And you're now listening to the Fan 960. They gave us an hour, and I really don't know what they were thinking by giving us this hour.
I'm just along for the ride.
Hey, I'm here to cause a little drama, like I always do.
Well, the problem is, let's get into it. Let's get right into it. The problem with this whole perception is, the rumor on the street is that I, Devon, a.k.a. Biscuit, will hog the mic, along with the TO of the CFL, Nick Lewis, who's tweeting as we speak. And But Joffrey, let's get to the point of where you're the ace in the hole, the silent guy. How did this come about? Because I know you.
Well, you know, people know me as the quiet, reserved type guy. And, you know, I can't argue with them. You know, I'm just here with you guys. You know, we're friends. I don't even know how we even got involved with each other. But, you know, I'm here with you guys. And somehow y'all pulled me into this South Beach trio type deal. So,
well, the biggest disagreement South that Beach. I have with that is that out of the South Beach trio, who do we equate you to?
You know, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Ain't no unfortunate about it.
Unfortunately, y'all equate me to LeBron James.
And why would that be?
Who is an excellent basketball player, even though I am a Kobe Bryant fan, big Kobe Bryant fan.
Kobe Bumbaye.
So, I don't know. Is LeBron James the leader of the group or not? I think Dwayne Wade is.
Hey.
Everybody did move to South Beach. And yeah. Who is, you know, I'm just the lowly seven-footer that nobody really, everybody loves that came across the 49th parallel, Chris Bosh.
But Canada loves you, though.
Canada
oh,
does.
Oh, Canada, our home. Yeah, I know the whole song. Anyway, D-Wade, I guess you're supposed to be the MC of the show.
Yeah, I'm the original. You know what I'm saying? I was here first. I was the original. I can go out and make plays, and I can go do whatever I need to do. I am D-Wade. Welcome to South Beach.
Hey, well, you know what? I'll tell y'all what. This is the weather outside here in Calgary today.
It's crown and smoky ginger.
Yeah, it is that.
Crown
so
and ginger.
I'd much rather be in the real Miami South Beach.
Hey, I got these new pair of Speedos. I think they're South Beach ready.
I just think I just threw up in my mouth.
What do you mean? Okay, let's get into the meat of the entertainment. We're actually want to talk about this the Stampeders and our 7-1 record, best record in the league, and two guys who contributed a lot, talking wise and playing wise. I do say, as he's tweeting this as we speak again.
Yeah, I'm getting questions on Twitter right now. You can tweet me if you have any questions for us, and that's how we're gonna do our question line today.
Well, let me speak on a 7-1. Let me come from the Coach Huffnagel point of view before we get to Nick Lewis, our drama field guy point of view. So no, just you know, on us being 7-1, I really kind of forgot how many wins that we had, but you know, I just think now it's about winning games. And you know, I'm just really happy with the team chemistry that we have in the locker room.
I don't like y'all though.
Well, you know,
be careful what you say. That I don't like.
You know, we really don't like.
Well, since you brought that up, well, what do you mean by that? I don't like thing.
I mean, I got one question right here. Do you really hate Jesse Newman? Hate is a strong word. I I don't use the word hate.
Let's put the Jesse Newman thing to bed.
Yeah, let's put that.
Okay. Jesse Newman, you know, he's an addition to our team, Coach Huffnagel. He is, and Coach Huffnagel felt that he could help us out.
Let me correct you. Hold up. I didn't mean to cut you off. He's not an addition yet. He has a 10-day tryout, which at the end of the 10 days, they have to make a decision. Do they add him to the active roster?
Man, he was at practice today, so he's an addition to the team.
I mean, but how many guys be at practice last week that ain't even here today?
Hey, well, you know, that means it's on him to, you know, put on or, you know, get on, basically.
Or get out.
Yeah, get out.
But, you know, I just think that it's a situation where I don't think – the locker room isn't divided by any means. You know, if the guy does great, good. You know, he does great. If not, then, you know, we feel that we have a good group of guys that will, you know, continue the success we've had.
I mean, I think Steve Middleton stepped up when Demetrius Sumpas wasn't here and did a great job.
But do you think by him coming in at this point in this junction in the season at 7-1, do you think that signifies maybe from both perspectives you want to ride the bandwagon, or did you really miss football?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, why not come back and ride the bandwagon when you can? I mean, if I can miss training camp and come in whenever I wanted, I probably would. I'm not lying.
Well, I mean.
But as most people will say, and I'm sure think, until he comes in and make contributions or whatever, I mean, talking about him or whatever should be an afterthought.
Yeah. I think we've spent enough time on
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to the Edmonton Eskimos coming off a crushing, a big win against Saskatchewan. How do you think the win helped the focus of our locker room since we're all in there on the task at hand of not taking them lightly since we punished them the first time?
I mean, I don't think we took BC lightly. I think we approached it in the same way we were going to approach this
professional.
Week. You know, we don't take things lightly. We know what we got to do. And that's a team. We're a team of a lot of veterans. And when we step on that field, we're going to handle business. We can't expect to go out and beat them by 41 points every time.
No.
But we can't expect to go out and beat them every time.
That was a well-versed and delivered statement.
Hey, I appreciate it. I've been working on it. Yeah, nicklewis.com.
Oh, my God. Would you quit plugging that website, guy?
Wow.
Golly. So, okay, who else? Name a team that is surprising you in the CFL this year. Who would you think that has surprised that you didn't expect to be? And I'm guessing you would say Toronto, and give me a reason behind
it. No, you know, okay, first of all, I'm surprised.
Either up or down, not winning but or losing or whatever.
I'm surprised by us. I really am. You know, I as a player, you come in, expect to do well, and, you know, I want to win every game. But, you know, basically,
realistically,
you know, from, you know, the media per se, you know, we didn't have a good offensive line. We were picked last in the West.
No, we were picked to be at the crib. Actually, we were picked to be at home. No playoffs.
Yeah,
I think Milt Stegall said that best.
He said, of course, last two teams.
And even when we had two early wins, I remember, you know, people saying, oh, well, you know, they were lucky wins, basically. Is what people were saying, that, you know, we really lucked in the games, didn't have a good offensive showing. So, I'm really surprised at us as far as the way that we've been able to grow as a team, basically, and how people, you know, how people on our team want to get better. So,
yeah, Milt really did throw us under the bus. I mean, how many rings he got?
None.
I was just checking.
Milt has no rings.
How many rings y'all got?
One.
I got one.
Okay. I got one working on two, real hard. Okay. Working real hard on two.
I mean,
real hard.
I mean, I understand that, but, you know.
But my other team, of course, is Toronto. I mean, nobody expected them to do as well as they have been doing. And, you know, BC and Edmonton, I really didn't think they would be doing as poorly as they have. So.
Yeah, I mean, the same guy that predicted us to be in the cellar predicted one of those two teams to be in the Western Final, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, oh, yeah. You know, that's what we do. We put our backs against the wall, and it's us against everybody, and we go out and prove everybody wrong because we are that deal. And I don't know about y'all, but I get cockier and cockier every week. I'm humbled, but I know that once we step on the field.
Your head cannot fit in the saddle dome, guy. Hey.
I know when we step on the field, I don't worry about losing. I'm happy to be here. For the first time in life, I feel like we're going to win every game we step on the field.
I'm happy to be
here. And honestly, from a defense perspective, and it's no matter how bad we play offensively or how bad we play defensively or what we give up on special teams, there's not a wavering moment. And you can look in the player's eyes, you can look in there and be like, oh, God, I don't know what's going to happen to this one. I've never seen that in a team, and, you know, and I've been on winning teams also, that you have that where you have that faith and that trust. If we're down by three with 3 minutes left in the game, it's not a question that you guys are going to go out there and put points up in. If it's 3rd and 1 on the goal, we don't concede that. We really take it upon ourselves as a challenge. And I don't know why y'all get on my nerves sometimes off the field, but on the field I kind of like y'all a little bit.
I think it's a part of our no-huddle situation. We go no huddle every week, whether it's two or three times a week. We really go at it. The offense and defense really goes at it like we're just two different teams.
Thanks to Chris Jones who
and,
blitzes us.
No, and Dave Dixon. Don't leave Dave out
man,
there.
Man, Chris Jones blitzes us 100% of the time.
Who we don't blitz 100% of the time?
No, not like that. Where you send everybody?
What you mean we don't send everybody? We man, got okay. sound. Defense.
Hey, but it's a good thing, whatever, because you know teams start out blitzing us early in games, and we pick it up, and we never see it again. Which it's a good thing. I'm not saying, but who really does that? Is blitz somebody 100% of the time?
Well, I mean, when you chipping DNs like you chipping them, giving them charging them 15 cents to ride that ride. I mean, I don't really. It's kind of tough for people to get off on us like that.
Hey, well, you know, hey. Chris Jones, great. Hey, shout out to Chris Jones, great defensive coordinator. I just wouldn't want to play against his schemes. It ain't no running lanes. Y'all blitz everybody, man.
I wouldn't want to play against his defense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to play against y'all offense because y'all make all the money.
Oh, wow.
I think we all know who makes all the money. We know who.
Now, y'all got some people on y'all side. I ain't even going to say no name.
That's robbing the bank. Basically robbing the bank.
Are you kidding me, guy?
Yeah, we got some people on defense robbing the bank. We got people over there robbing the bank.
Are you kidding me, guy?
Yeah, I need more money. And y'all taking up some of my space.
I need more money, too.
Hey, like I said, man, I'm happy.
That's over there with y'all.
I'm happy to be here.
See? I mean, but, you know, you can't talk about the second highest paid player anyway.
Who? Oh, well, we're about to go to a commercial. We got to pay some bills right now, and thanks for tuning in to 960, and we'll be back.
We're supposed to be on time today, man.
Calgary's Stampeders, talking sports right now. Fan 960 and fan960.com.
South Beach.
We back, baby.
Hey, man, that sounds kind of gangster, man.
I know, I like that. This is the Fan 960 Calgary Sports Radio. You're tuning in with the Calgary Stampeders on the air. Devon Clayburgh, Joffrey Reynolds, and TO of CFL, Nick Lewis. We got a bunch of Twitter questions, actually. And, Nick, let's see what we got.
Hey, the first one on here is from Shade Z. How ungangster is Henry Burris?
Well, I will say I've known Hank for probably longer than most guys on the team. I've known him since 99 in Green Bay, and he has changed a lot, I can say that. And he's became more gangster over the course of the years because I came here and I was like, I don't really know this Hank.
And you guys should hear his gangster raps in the locker room.
Yeah, ice, baby.
Yeah.
You got to remember, Henry is from Oklahoma, man. He's from Spiro, Oklahoma. He's a country guy like myself, and yeah, he's not gangster. But he's not gangster at all.
He would be a great ring announcer for any boxing match, commentary, bachelorette party. He would give Bruce Buffer a run for his money. We can guarantee you that.
Hey, don't get him to tell jokes at your party either, though.
Yeah. No. Definitely not that. All right, what we got? What else we got, Nick?
Okay, for the guys, what do you do before a game to get yourself hyped up to play? From Canada, Jamie Love.
I'm already crunk. I think I'm just natural. I think the build up, because every day you do more and more and you get closer and closer. And I think that by the time the game comes, you've walked through everything a million times and it's just ready to boil over to a pressure point that you're about to explode. I know for myself. And listen to a bunch of hardcore rap.
I mean, I've changed my favorite song before games now. I'm starting to listen to Beyonce. Before games.
Are you kidding me, guy? Oh, wow. Did you really just say that on the air?
Yeah,
I've
been
really
listening.
Are you trying to get in contact with your sensitive side?
Listening to, like, Sweet Dreams, and I've been in this mode, and I've just been having a good time. I'm having a ball out here.
Man, you like Corey Banks without the gold teeth, man. Nobody.
respect it.
Nobody can even respect you.
You can't go from thuggish, buggish bond to veneers. I mean, I'm sorry. Anyway, what else we got?
Okay, let's see here. I know this one's for me, but everybody else can answer. What's it not having Cope here this year?
I think that's been a big, big deal. I mean, we've actually, you know, we went in more games and stuff, but as far as like guys like yourself and a bunch of other guys had to step up and fill that leadership void, and not only on the field as off the field, because he lived his life, you know, by example that he tried to, you know, most people say, do as I say, not as I do, but he's one of those that you could do what he actually does. So it was one of those things that you kind of really missed.
Yeah, and I just actually got on the phone with Cope. Had a 30-minute conversation with him. For everybody that's worried, the elbow's doing pretty good. He should be back soon and back out there in that double blue doing what he does. And I'll be happy to see him back on the field. And I know I really miss him a lot this year, coming in the locker room, looking at him, seeing that smiles and before games, saying, let's go, showtime. But other than that, I'm glad he's doing good. We're doing good here. And we're going to keep the show moving.
Next question.
Are we going to another question? Yeah, let's
go. We'll get one more. And you're tuning into the Fan 960 Calgary Sports Radio with Devon Claybrooks, Joffrey Reynolds, and superstar Nick Lewis.
Yeah.
We're just reading off the question of Nick's tweet. You know, he's been notoriously known for any and everything and no holds barred comments there. So you really need to tune into, what is it, NickLewis.com?
NickLewis.com. My Twitter is NIKEL18. So you can check that out.
I really do think Coach Huff really wants him to close that Twitter account. I really do. He hasn't said so. No, but, he hasn't said so, but I really think he
does. But he did. But he does. He did bring it up on a few occasions because we were at the we just participated in the Stampeders golf tournament on Monday. And by the way, I need a round of applause for me winning the longest putt. And the ironic thing about it is, thank you very much. I am standing, taking a bow now, if you can't see me. And I want to explain this situation, why it's so funny here. Myself and Joffrey are probably one of the bottom three on the team in golf.
I am horrible.
And Nick is probably one of the top three in golf. And out of this three, who would you guess won awards? Not Nick.
My team won the championship.
Well, they had to use three of your balls, so I don't really see how they could win.
Hey, you know what? You know, I feel good about myself because I actually got better. Actually got better that day.
But I gotta give you credit though. You look like Tiger Who out there because you really looked the part.
He definitely had
on some new shoes. He doesn't even golf, and he's got on some new golf shoes.
I was like, where'd you get those shoes from?
A new golf hat.
Everything. He had the part. You one of those, but it didn't work because, you know, one of those, the adage is if you look good, you play good.
Hey, I got better, man.
He had a Bears paw hat on at the Elks Lodge.
you know.
That's like George walking into a Nike meeting with Adidas.
Reebok shirt on. But, oh, and the award that I won, let me give a quick shout out to that award. Longest putt, 55 feet.
Man, I made one.
It gets longer and longer every time he tells me.
Man, I made one of them things at putt-putt golf, man.
Are you serious?
I made a 100-foot putt at putt-putt golf.
That's the whole putt-putt 18 holes, 100 feet.
Hey, well, you know, hey, that's how believable your story
are you
is.
Serious? I got the certificate to prove it, but it's one of those fishtails. You know how the fish goes from 12 pounds to 15? My putt just grows from, I think it originally started at 36, maybe. But right now I'm up to 50. By the time I get home in the off season, I'm getting my tour card. we do have tickets are still available for the Labor Day Classic. Will be a big game. I hear a lot of fans from Edmonton are not coming down, so that means a lot of tickets are going to be available. If you want to, feel free to call our ticket office at 403-289-0252.
And if you're a Saskatchewan fan, if you want to see a team win, come watch us.
Uh-oh. Look out.
He does have a look point out. That we totally will leave it up to him and his big mouth.
Or they haven't won in Alberta. That's all I'm saying.
But, or you can get tickets at Safeway or any Sport Check location. And it will be a good game despite the old misconceptions because in the CFL, if you don't come out to play any week, you could get beat.
Yes, you can.
And we know that. But we're coming out ready to play, and we're probably going to put on a great show. I know these guys always put on a show, but – you are listening to Devon Claybrooks, Nick Lewis, and Joffrey Reynolds on the Fan 960. And we got one more question. What is it? The best and worst dress on the team.
Uh-oh.
And I was trying to get something started on the team. The idea arose from one of my teammates had it before, and it was a championship belt, and you would vote on the bus because you would always take the bus from the plane. They'll tell who's the worst dress, and they would put on a belt, and you would put them on the wall for every game, and then you would have the worst dress out of everybody. So who would you say, Joffrey, because I got to give you credit. You're one of the freshest guys on the team, and, you know, I'm not saying that because you're my boy, but you keep it fresh. Who is the top three worst dress, and then we'll take a – a little poll on those, and then we'll go from the best three.
Well, you know, this first contestant is a very near and dear friend to me. And I think it's a consensus on the team that Nick Lewis is in there running.
Hey, you know what? I'm a little exotic. That's all that is. Y'all just don't feel my,
understand
my peach suit. You don't understand the peach suit, the white suit with the yellow mustard stripes.
And he's not lying either. It looks like looks like he went to like a Southern Baptist church in Houston on Easter Sunday and had his best outfit out there. But the problem with Nick is this. He gets a suit, and he's been in the league, what, 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
And where is the suit that you wore in B.C.? Is it en route? Because he left it in the hotel closet.
Yeah, I left my suit in B.C.
That lets you know how dressed he is.
We were there one day, and I leave my suit in the hotel room.
Okay, number two. I totally agree with Nick is on that list.
I don't think I'm number one, though. I might be, like, third one going down.
Okay, who's number one?
Number one.
Or not even number one. We're just going to keep it at the three.
Mark Kalik's dress, he's a decent dresser, but
it's really tight.
Know, it's
but
really
he wears. It looks like he's like a shop said Baby Gap though. That's the difference.
Yeah, you know he definitely wears the. You know
he's
in the Husky section. He's not even in the men's section. He wears like Husky.
Yeah, it's fitted.
Well, it's like me wearing your clothes.
Yeah, basically.
it's like a Hanes commercial. You know, it's all fitted.
And another guy that I have to say, he's my roommate. And he shall not be let off this list.
Uh-oh.
Charleston Hughes.
Charleston is...
Stank face.
Charleston is, an All-American in the non-dressing department.
But the problem with everybody that is in the non-dressing department is that you can't tell Nick he's not fresh.
Yeah.
Because he will tweet.
No, but I do.
He will tweet, I have a fresh suit on, and we will climb the whole ride.
Hey, but I do be stepping out clean, though, sometimes. You got to admit, sometimes I do be stepping out.
Me and Nick
out.
Have had we have made jokes on each other on the bus ride all the way to Edmonton for 3 hours nonstop.
Yeah, that was a 12-round fight. I don't think I've ever been in a fight that bad before. You know, we went at it.
And the majority of my jokes were about his suit.
Speaking of the bus, we do have you're listening to the 960, and it's Devon Claybrooks, Joffrey Reynolds, and Nick Lewis. Speaking of the fight, we are huge UFC fans on the bus, and we argue about everything on the bus, from religion and to everything. So we have this little consensus going on that Joffrey Reynolds thinks he can take in a UFC fight. Who was we talking about?
Man, BJ
this is on. Man, this
and
is
he's
on.
Lost his last two.
And BJ is 0-2 in his last two fights.
I got you, back. With Joffrey, 6 months of training.
Joffrey says that he can beat BJ Penn in a fight with 6 months of training.
Man, now BJ Penn's going to call my house.
Hey, that's all right. Hey,
you know,
I got
he
you
might
back
need now. To because they're about to kick him out the UFC.
He is 155 pounds. Let's not get fooled about this. You are athletic. With 6 months of training, we might be able to do something with you. He can't just take you down. You're too big.
Hey, man,
Nick thinks he's the boxing historian of the team.
Man, BJ Penn is a trained fighter.
But that's just like Nick said that James Toney had a shot and he lost in the first round 3-17.
But I can knock out Ricky Hatton.
Okay, well, that was the second one. The second argument was, and I gotta admit that he had like BB, Brandon Brown, and he had like all these guys in his corner and they were believing it because they're like, Nick is 260.
Hey, Nick.
Come on, man.
5'10", 260.
Come on, man.
Hey, we're down.
Hey, I'm fighting at 205. He's fighting at 148. I will knock out Ricky Hatton in 3 rounds.
Hey, Nick, we are down here at the Saddle Dome, downtown, in those oil and gas buildings. It's some guys thinking they can catch touchdown passes like you, and they will never be able to do that. So that's kind of how.
Joffrey's the perfect, the quiet.
He's too analytical.
He analyzes. We always just react and talk and won't ever shut up, but he thinks before he speaks.
I'm just saying, it's guys that probably think they can catch touchdown passes like you, and they probably really do think that. But it'll never happen.
Well, they didn't think that last year because I wasn't catching touchdowns.
Well, as big as those holes in that you've been running in, I mean, I think I can run in them.
Hey, well, you know, come on out.
Hey, if the French can do it on the goal line, I can do it on the goal line. Did you see the holding penalty? I know you seen the holding penalty.
On what?
Well, we was at BC when I was in goal line short yardage. Put my gloves on and everything. And they called my play first play. I was so crunk. Got a holding call. That's when
he wasn't going to catch it.
Yeah. You serious? Brent Johnson tried to give us a bad name for D lineman when he fumbled that ball and tried to look up in the lights in Toronto. But I got stickies. I ain't going to jugs now.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't believe me now. Y'all don't believe me. You listen to the Fan 960 Calgary Sports Radio. And this is the South Beach Trio, Devon Claybrook.
Yes, sir.
Devon Claybrook, Joffrey Reynolds,
I'm out.
Nick Lewis. We've got to go pay a few bills here now, and we'll be tuning in shortly.
Calgary's Stampeders talking sports right now. Fan 960 and fan960.com.
South Beach.
Big Beach. Larry Hoover.
Welcome back to the Fan 960 Calgary Sports Radio. You're listening to Devon Claybrook, Nick Lewis, and Joffrey Reynolds. Let's, speaking of Joffrey Reynolds, he's about to eclipse a rushing record coming up pretty soon to be number one on the list. A well-deserved, and you never hear him brag about it, so I figure I might as well do it for him.
Yeah, I'll brag on him. Hey, that dude's amazing. If y'all haven't seen this dude play, you need to go out there and watch it, because this dude is class act off the field. He's amazing on the field. And I think he's only stepped on somebody's chest once. So,
Man, I don't think I'm ever going to live that down.
Well, I mean, and the funniest thing about it was because my mom hits me up, and my mom proceeds to text me like I'm sitting in or watching the game beside her or something. Like I'm supposed to respond to her text. She's like, Joffrey's really nice. What's wrong with him? He's never that mean. Why did he do that?
You know, for everybody that didn't
see. Can you clear the record up for us?
For everybody that didn't see, the guy was under the pile twisting my ankle. And the play before, he had, I think he had punched me in my ribs. So, you know, kind of let my emotion get the best of me. And, you know, things happen sometimes.
You got to step over a couple people on the way to the top. That's all that is.
Or just step through them, I guess. I don't know.
The thing about that was I really didn't think it was going to be that bad until I went from like 5'10 to like 6'4. And I was like, this is going to look bad.
I mean, because I know things happen, because I've been a D lineman, I know things that happen on the bottom of the pile that don't get seen. I mean, because a few guys are notoriously known for doing crazy stuff, ballet on the bottom of the pile. A lot of people do crazy stuff, but you did that like getting up. That was like.
Yeah, well, you know, you can tell I was new to that whole type of scene, you know.
So you're a rookie at it.
I'm a rookie at it. You know, I know better now. I know better, you know, to do it on the ground. And then, you know, that's how I get mine in, so.
Oh, we have a question. Speaking of, we have a question from the Twitter account as it's over here. The computer is smoking.
From Timmy K16. Can you get Joff to do the Old Spice commercial?
Look at your man. Now look back at me. Now look at your man. Back at me.
No, I will not, but I do have the perfect
man's man
candidate for the man's man, and his name is Ryan Thelwell.
Ryan Thelwell.
He is the perfect candidate. We post those ads in his locker all the time. So I think he will do a much better job than I will.
I mean, besides, they don't like light-skinned guys no way. They faded out since New Jack City.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, I know we started this conversation on you breaking records and everything. We kind of got off track a little bit, but
135 is all you need.
Yeah, that's it. You got anything to say about that?
Hey, 135, man, that's a long ways away. 100-yard games ain't easy to come by. So,
being modest.
Well, you know, I'm just Kelvin Anderson, you know, I've never had a chance to see him play. But if you look at his stats, you know, I believe he has 7 1,000-yard rushing seasons here. And, you know, anytime you can play 7 years of any type of professional sport, you know.
At that high level.
Yeah, at that high level, due to, you know, injury or trades or whatever, if you can do that for the same team, obviously that's huge. And, you know, I'm just happy to be just kind of mentioned in the same sentence as he is because, you know, that's takes a lot of hard work to get there, so.
You listen to the Fan 960 with Devon Claybrook, Joffrey Reynolds, and Nick Lewis.
I'm just proud to be a part of this offense. With Hank about to be in the top 10 in the CFL list, I mean, that's a big thing for Hank. As much flack as he takes from everybody.
He needs just 2 yards.
Yeah. And
he can throw me a pass and get 2 yards.
Yeah.
Goal line, short yardage, buddy.
Yeah, wow.
We might only call that from the one.
Are you serious, guy? Listen, for the record, 300 pounds is not supposed to look this good. I'm the sexiest guy over 300 pounds. I'm tired of all these fat and other jokes. I just want to clear the air that 300 pounds is not supposed to look as good. I got 3 1/4 abs for all you haters. I got more abs than Nick got. He's 260.
I'm not 260, man. You don't get off that. But so what's up with the belly rub? I think you celebrate more than I've ever celebrated. Every time you get a tackle, it's the belly rub.
No, it's not a tackle.
Where did that come from? Will you tell us where that came from?
It's actually a get in my belly dance. So basically what I'm saying is I'm rubbing it, telling me to get in my belly with a little sumo twist. And you can understand that. I mean,
that's the worst thing I've never seen, man.
So it's like an Austin Powers thing.
It really
is. Get in my belly. Yeah, exactly that. Wow. And it's been with a little hip hop twist. Because, you know, I got the Beyonce, the single ladies now, you know, put your hand on, put your ring on. I got that little, you know what I mean? I got that going on,
y'all can see him dancing right now.
I'm giving him a preview.
So you would, at 300 pounds, you would do the Beyonce. Hey.
There we go.
Wasn't he just talking about me for doing or listening to Beyonce? Now he's over here dancing like Beyonce.
But listen, the difference is this. I'm dancing like Beyonce. He is singing Beyonce's slow songs to get ready for
Sweet Dreams is not a slow song.
Physical contact sport.
And get them body.
I can't believe I'm on air with football players and we're talking about Sweet Dreams.
You know what?
Wow.
I bet you've had a few dreams about Beyonce. Don't hate.
Who hasn't?
Exactly. We're on Fan 960, Calgary Sports Radio. Tuning in with the I'm just the low man on the totem pole out of this trio. Two superstars is breaking records and I bum money off of all the time.
I mean, we're from Texas, you know. I wouldn't expect anything less from two guys from Texas coming out here and
are you kidding
getting
me?
In the record books.
You really bringing up Texas?
That's where it starts.
There's some bums in Texas, too, now.
Where are you from?
I'm from VA, baby,
from
we
VA.
Don't play.
Oh, okay.
What
never,
you talking about?
Never heard of it.
Are you serious?
Never heard of it.
I mean, we fight.
Is that in Israel?
I'm from VA. We fight dogs up there. We shoot people in the leg. What can I say? I mean, I understand I got to fight a few stigmatisms, a few stereotypes, but what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, guy? What do you want me to do?
Oh,
I'm doing the best I can this year.
Just don't move to Texas and run some of our kids.
Hey, I lived in Dallas for 2 years now. Come on.
I know.
That's right.
It's probably a few run kids down there.
Yep.
Definitely. I'm going to go down there and get them back on track.
Yeah, a few Nick Lewis is probably running down there.
Actually, there is a A.J. Ray running down there, my little brother. I can't say brother.
Yeah,
he's bigger than me. Yeah. He's about 6'3 and a half.
That's hard to believe. Oh, he's taller. I don't know about the width.
He's the real 265.
Yeah, I don't know about the width, I can tell you that. Too real 265. Yeah, right. Big game coming up against the Calgary Stampede. Oh, Calgary Stampede against the Edmonton Eskimos.
Man.
It's been a long day, guy. I mean, I've worked today.
Me too. Right. How about yourself, Nick?
Oh, we didn't hear you.
Man, you know, had a little eye issue.
Nick had an eye issue because the mirror cracked because he kept staring at it because he thought he was so pretty.
Wow.
Yes. Man. And you can officially test Nick for steroids now because they gave him some steroids to fix his eye.
But it is liquid steroids that you just pour in your eye, so. Yeah, that's it.
He really might test positive.
Could you test positive for some eye drops?
I don't know. We're going to have to get Patty on that tomorrow.
Yeah. I wonder about that.
I want to give a shout out to Nick's Pizza for the lovely gift certificate I am about to devour in the next 2 hours. You might have to clear two tables because I'm coming in with a vengeance.
Oh, wow.
You can also give a shout out to Big Chief Beef Jerky. You know, they do a good job of supplying the team with some beef jerky.
Speaking of Big Chief, it's like 20 boxes in here, and there's no beef jerky in the boxes.
That so furthermore lets us know.
Man. Okay.
They have, hey, Paul, we need some new beef jerky down here at the South
Stone. ASAP.
These guys are going hungry.
All right, so what are your predictions on the NFL, since we're going to about to wrap it up in here in about 5 minutes? Who's the team to beat and why? And who's going to be the most surprising?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you always got to say the same teams. New England,
I don't think New England would be any good.
New England, the Colts.
Dallas.
I hate to say Dallas.
Hey, I'm be at Super Bowl, and I'm going to watch Dallas win a Super Bowl in Dallas.
Man. No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
You know how hard it is watch to play it. Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl in your city when you're there?
Yeah.
Watch it.
We tried it last year. It didn't just happen.
Just watch. Came up short, guy. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. Oh, speaking of football, we are having our fantasy football draft. What is it, next week? I want to tell y'all a story about this guy over here to my left.
Wow, man.
You guess you can tell it's talking about Joffrey. we had a fantasy football league last year, and we all had a little draft at Moose's, and we went and picked our teams and everything. Everybody can consider Joffrey a win, no matter when you played him. And he had a stacked squad. He had a great squad. But Joffrey's guys be on bye weeks, and he's starting them at running back, and he got five receivers that's injured, and they playing.
Man, I forgot, you know, I was even in that league. But when I was in that league and was playing every week, I was in contention. I was in the playoffs. I actually had the best record 1 year.
I had the best record 1 year.
Well, you didn't last year.
Yeah, well, you know.
It happens like that sometimes.
Don't make me come
ask
back
ask a couple
out.
Guys north of us, west.
So, up guys what?
Sometimes, you know, your record just don't indicate how good of a team you really had.
Oh, wow.
Wow, we shooting.
Well, I guess we're throwing darts at the
we are bullseye. Low blows, right? Low blows today.
I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I mean, but the thing about it is that a few plays could have bounced a different way, and our record could be different.
Oh, yeah, we could be a lot different than we are right now. Yeah. But like I said, we have
Edmonton could have easily beat Saskatchewan in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, easily.
They had two late
fumbles.
Fumbles in the fourth quarter down to score.
They should have beat Toronto.
Yeah.
They should have beat Toronto, yeah.
Montreal, they gave that game away,
too. They gave away Montreal.
They dropped a few touchdown passes.
So the moral of the story is Edmonton is a legitimate contender.
Yes, they are.
So you definitely need to come out and check the game out on Monday. I mean, tickets are still available. It would be great to see you out. We would like to pack the house.
Oh, yeah.
Sleet or snow, even though it's feels like it's winter already in Calgary, and I would be the dummy who thinks I'm in South Beach with my rainbows on right now, flip-flopping it up.
At least you ain't carrying an umbrella, the rainbow umbrella.
Are you serious, guy?
I could expect that out of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, you going there right now?
Hey, let's go there.
I don't think you really want to. Exactly. Better laugh that off. We on the air now. We got a lot of listeners. But it's been great. I can't believe that they actually gave us the mics for an hour and told us. We want to give y'all a big shout out for showing us some love. The Fan 960 Calgary Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what you guys were thinking when you did this. Maybe you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, was a little inebriated or had a long night. But whatever the case may be, it was a blast. We loved it. We're about to answer a few more questions on Nick's Twitter account since he has them coming in like the rain over here.
Okay, from Blake Boss is like, what's on your iPod right now?
Well, we know Nick got a bunch of Beyonce.
I mean, I think I might be the most versatile player in the locker room as far as music.
Tell him your favorite song, Nick. What you said on the little scoreboard when it came up?
I said Garth Brooks is one of my favorite artists.
I thought it was Genie in the Bottle.
No, I listen to Garth Brooks. I think everybody at the Fan 960 knows that. I listen to a little Daughtry, Green Day. I had a little Green Day in there the other day before the game in BC. So I always have a good time with my music. Listen to some hip hop. And
Joff, tell the listeners one thing that you will not that they will never expect to know about you.
I don't know. I'm really not in that mind frame of thinking. You tell them, man.
Oh. How your dogs run your house?
Wow.
I could tell them that.
Man, I don't even.
But Joffrey's trying, man, Joffrey tries to play.
I don't even want to talk about them dogs, man.
But Joffrey tries to play like he doesn't like his dog. But he goes home on a clock and punches out and be ready to take the dogs out. They be sleeping on the couch.
We have to wait.
No, they don't sleep on the couch on my account.
We have to wait to hang out with y'all.
We have to wait to hang out with y'all.
Man.
And then he got this one dog he thinks is like a stallion hunter that can go hunt elk and deer and just attack wolves and stuff. I don't know what he got over there.
Hey, that's Josh.
Hey, well, at least I'm not being I'm not charged for fighting dogs, so.
And then you want to bring up the VA stuff, huh?
Hey, you brought it up earlier.
But I can do that. I live there.
You know.
I live there. That's just like you don't pick on nobody in your backyard. I got to find some new friends. I am now accepting applications for friendship.
Biscuit. New friends.
New friends. Newfriends.com. Somebody please help me out, guy. If you really want to be my friend, Tweet Nick. He got my number, okay? It's gonna be his Twitter account. We can share it. It'll be both of ours. We just keep it at his house.
Hey, okay, man, I appreciate everybody for allowing us to be on. Everybody for listening out there.
Really enjoyed it.
It's you who makes our job worth doing. And I just want to say thank y'all for attending the games and spending your hard-earned money to come watch us play.
Please come out Monday.
Well, make sure you guys come out Monday. Tickets are still available. Contact the ticket office at 403-289-0258 or 1-800-667-3267. You've now listened to the South Beach Trio for an hour. We're now handed back over the controls to the people that really know what they're doing.
Call in and tell them you want to hear us on our own show.
Yeah, this is our trial. This is our pilot.
Yeah, we want our own show.
Well, thank you for coming out, Fan 960 Calgary Sports Radio. The trio is out.